Well, good morning. If I told you that I had $100 in each of my hand, you'd probably, well, maybe you might believe it, but I imagine some of you would maybe even doubt it. You might wonder, does he really? You might even think, well, I've got to see it to believe it. So let me open my hands and see if I was telling you the truth or not. Oh, there's one. And there's another. And they're real. So now that you've seen it, you believe it, don't you? Why, sure, I can see in your eyes that you believe it. Yeah. Well, that reminds us a little bit of our first reading here in a little bit. Shortly after Jesus rose from the dead, that very day that he did, some of his followers saw him with their own eyes. But there was one of Jesus' disciples, Thomas, who didn't see Jesus on Easter Sunday. And he doubted. He doubted that Jesus was really alive. In fact, here's what he said. Thomas said, "Unless I see the nail marks in his hands and put my finger where the nails were and my hand in his side," Thomas said, "I will not believe it." Thomas was really saying, I have to see it to believe it. 1 week later, the following Sunday, like today, 1 week after Easter, Jesus appeared to some of his disciples, and Thomas was there, and Thomas saw Jesus with his own eyes, and then he believed. In fact, Thomas said to Jesus, "My Lord and my God." Now, sometimes people do tell us things that are kind of hard to believe, and we might doubt it from time to time, and that's okay. Like, some of you may have doubted if I had some money in my hand or not. That's okay. But Easter reminds us we never have to doubt what God tells us, that Jesus is alive, that he rose from the dead. You know, many people saw Jesus after he rose from the dead. In fact, hundreds of people saw him. And God himself tells us in his word, Jesus is alive. Jesus said to Thomas also, and he says to us, "Blessed are those who have not seen and still believe." You know what? Jesus is really saying to you that you are blessed. Why? Because you believe in Jesus. Even though you weren't there to see him when he came out of the tomb, you still believe in him. So Jesus says you are blessed because you believe in him. God tells us that's the truth. He gave us the Bible to give us the truth, the good news of Jesus. In fact, in just a few moments when you hear the gospel being read, you will hear a verse, the last verse, that really tells us why God gave us the Bible. If you listen real carefully in a moment, you'll hear that it said, "But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing in him, you may have life in his name." You see, Jesus gave you the Holy Book, the Bible, so that you believe in him. Through the Holy Spirit working in your heart, you have faith that Jesus is your Savior. Even though you didn't see him with these eyes, you see him with the eyes of your heart, with the eyes of faith. And not only that, but Jesus is living with you right now in your heart. And someday, you will live with him forever in heaven. Now, you might doubt from time to time that people tell you certain things, and you might wonder about that. Does he really have that in his hands, or things like that? And that's okay to doubt sometimes, but you never have to doubt what God tells you in his word. Never, ever. He tells you Jesus is alive, and you will be able to live with him, alive with Jesus forever in heaven. Now, something else you're going to hear is Jesus said several times in the reading, he said, "Peace be with you. Peace be with you." Peace with Jesus is the very best there is. So when you return to your seats, I want you to listen carefully that Jesus is alive, because there's no doubt about that.